Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hi, guys. We are chatting recession Q&A today, so you can ask me any questions, anything you have, let me know, any questions you have, specifically just geared towards right now. Like, what are you working on? What can I help you with? I think one of the biggest questions that I am getting hit with a lot of my clients, I'm going to start there while I'm waiting for people to jump on. And first of all, if you don't know who I am, my name is Stacey Tuschel, and I have two performing arts academies in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our doors are closed until May 26th as of right now, maybe longer. So a lot of questions that I am getting is, how do you take your business online, right? Like, they're asking me things like that. Now, I think for the most part, I just talked to somebody today, one of my clients, who said, I was getting into the process of creating these like facial kits, but now our doors are being open in a week or two. Like, do I move forward? Do I continue? And my idea for you is, or my thoughts is, absolutely. This could be, you know, back and forth. We could be back in the situation in 30 days, in 6 months. So if you thought of a really good idea and people are excited, or you are about to put it out there, I would say still continue moving forward with whatever that product was going to be. So everything I've been telling people is, yes, I want you moving online, but I want you doing it for the long haul, and I want you to do it as just another stream of revenue. Today in Foot Traffic Formula, I have an extra bonus call with you guys at 1:30 Central. And it's just for brick and mortars, and really anybody that's in the program can join. I'm going to be talking about what I'm doing in my performing arts academies to bring an additional source of revenue in the long haul. So it's not something I'm launching today or I'm having out there. It's, we're literally building a totally different stream of revenue that is going to get us a little bit more secure and just something additional for next year, just in case. Okay. So yes, that's going to be coming up later today at 1:30 Central for the brick and mortars. And then I'm going to be building it with you guys in real time over the next, who knows, 30 days, 60 days, whatever that looks like, in case you're like, how do I do this? Because it should be something that, even if we're getting back to normal or we're getting back to being able to open, I still think we are all going to have this struggle. How many people are laid off that don't have incomes? But then when we get back to being open, how many people are going to have incomes then, right? A lot of people have lost one or both incomes in their household. So to think that you're going back to normal, no one is going back to normal, okay? As I literally watch the guy dropping something off wearing a mask, right? It's like, oh, this is such a crazy time. So anyway, I really, really want you to understand that you're not going back. So it's not a waste of your time to continue with something you were already doing. Does that make sense? How many of you have thought about adding something, but you haven't kind of like taken that next step yet? You haven't committed and moved forward. I'd love to see that. And then how many of you have jumped on something, are trying something new, and you're putting something out there? Okay. So feel free to ask me any questions you have, you guys. Today is all about just Q&A. I'm going to be jumping on for about 15 minutes, answering anything that you need. Okay. All right. So next question is, when this is all over, what tips do you have for transitioning back into real life or getting back into your brick and mortar business? So one of the things that we are doing is we are basically kind of giving like, well, what are these phases the governor's talking about, right? Like phase one, phase two, phase three. So we're trying to figure out, what would our phase one look like? What would the next phase be, et cetera? And then we're even predicting, like, because we have a classroom setting, right, where we can only have 10 people in the classroom possibly. So what if we go back in September and the limit's 20? Do we even want 20? Do we want to keep it at 10 in case this happens again next year and then we're scrambling to figure this out? So there's a lot of things that we are having to think about and figure out as well. Okay, Tanya said just selling products online. And here's the thing, you guys, the more you can continue, whoops, why am I, I'm covering up my comments. Here we go. Okay, the more we can continue to think about long-term growth and this becoming your new normal, the better off you will be as a business owner, okay? All right, Claire says, I'm a life coach and worked locally in an office, but now I'm going to have to lose my space, so I'm moving online. Do you have any suggestions? Honestly, you don't need a physical space for what you're doing. So I think you have time right now to, I don't know if you've lost your space, I don't know if that means you don't have to pay rent anymore or if the lease will be up at some point, but you'll be able to do what you need to do online, virtually using Zoom or whatever platform you choose, but you'll be fine. You do. Some people don't need to be in person. Some businesses, you guys, will not be going back to what was normal by choice because it doesn't. They don't have to. You're getting your clients up to speed with what 2020 looks like and how it's so easy to have virtual meetings. Right now, our leadership team has been meeting on Zoom. Typically, we meet in person once a month at our conference table. I don't know that we ever need to go back to that. Like, I don't know if we all need to drive to the studio, everybody take, what, 10, 15 minutes to get there, maybe some longer, and then hang out for a while. And then you know what happens is there's side conversations happening because we're at a table and like the two people over here are talking and not listening. When it was on Zoom, it was actually a lot easier to be like, this is the person talking. We need to listen, okay? And I don't know that we'll go back to in-person leadership meetings. Maybe we will. Maybe we're going to decide that it doesn't need to be. Okay. I have a performing arts studio and I'm taking your course to learn how to take it all online. I love it. And I think we have to. I absolutely think we cannot be thinking, I'm just going to wait it out. I think those people will be severely, like their businesses will be holding on by a thread. And when this happens again, or if it happens again, or just the recession is like in full swing, I don't think they're going to survive, many of them. I just did a flash sale for my salon and sold $600. Jennifer, I love it. You'll have to tell me more when we chat today or put it in the comments below. What did you sell? I've been doing market research and free webinars to beauty schools. In what ways would you segue that into paid offers? Whatever you, okay, love that you are just being so proactive. Whatever you are doing for free, how do you take it to the next level? Like, obviously, I'm not going to jump on this Facebook Live right now and I'm just going to hang out with you for 3 hours, right? I'm going to be here for 15 minutes. And if you want to continue the conversation, right, or be in one of my programs, we've got the programs there, right? So I would say, how can you decipher what's free, what's not? So as I'll tell you today in foot traffic, like the new program that I'm doing, I'm already mapping out what is free and what is not free. And how do I make sure they're separate? So I'll be sharing you the behind the scenes of that today. I've been doing market research and free webinar. Oh no, I just read this. Oh my goodness, you guys. I'm like, what day is it? What month are we in? Oh my goodness. Okay. Pretty much every business can benefit from learning how to take things online. I agree. And I think it's really, really rare for it to not be an opportunity. Like, we have a chiropractor in the program and she's already like creating videos and like ways to stretch. You guys, my back has never been so bad. I normally get massages or acupuncture. I am so bad. If she could teach me what to do with my back or my neck, yes, okay? Foottrafficprogram.com, Claire. You'll see all the details there. Hello from Amsterdam. Hello. All right. Other questions, you guys. Anything I can help you with, feel free to ask. Like, I always tell people, I'm an ideas person. Give me something to work with and I will take it and run with it. I want to help you. I want to help save your business during this time and make sure that you're going to be here in September or in a year or in 10 years from now. It's hard to predict what's really, like, people are asking me like, how do you see this turning out? Or what is the economy? Like, what are you thinking? And you guys, it's so hard to predict. I did a call with my CPA this morning and he said, it's not the normal industries that have been hit in a typical recession. So we don't have a lot of data to look back at, right? This is a once in a lifetime thing that we have seen so far, right? No one has really experienced this today, right? So because of that, it's hard to look at, well, this is what happened last time. You guys, I was in business in 2008. This is not like 2008 at all. In fact, I would have been, if we would have been, let's say we're 2 months into this recession, I was thriving back then. I was bigger than I was ever. I kept growing. This is so different. So that means when we come back, it'll also be very different. I never had to come back last time. I was always in it and I was always making money. So it's a little different. Okay, Melody, I own a yoga studio. We are online and it's going well. What else could we offer? Okay, so this is where you have to, like, people always come up to me and they'll ask this, like, after I'm done speaking on stage, like, okay, so here's what I sell. What else would I want? And then I remember at Social Media Marketing World, this girl came up to me and, like, whatever she was wearing, she was a t-shirt company and she sold, like, this really cute graphic tee. And she's like, this is what my people like. I said, well, what else do they like? And she's like, I don't know. Like, well, what do you like? And then all of a sudden she started rambling. Well, I wear this and I do that and I love this kind of music. And so that's what I want you to think. Picture the people in your yoga studio. What are they bringing in? What are they wearing? What are they talking about? Like, what do they want to be doing? What are they drinking? What are they eating? Like, that's what I want you to start to ask yourself. What are complimentary services you could do as an add-on, an upsell? All of that stuff. What would your advice be for birth photographers who aren't allowed into the hospital? So here's the thing. You're not allowed in the hospital, but that's not the problem. The solution you're trying, the problem you're trying to solve is mom and dad want to capture this experience, right? They want to capture the birth. They want to capture whatever that is. So if it's physically impossible for you to be in that room, right? Is there something else you could be doing or giving or teaching them? Like, could you give dad, like, sell something where you give dad some pointers to take that photo or to do that or whatever that is? Or when is it physically possible for you to get there? Could you, not that you're in the hospital, but could you go to their home instead of the hospital as soon as they get home, right? Like, what are some other steps or things that you could be doing? Great question though. Does that hopefully help? Ask me a follow-up question if you had something else that popped up. Okay. Do you have any tips on confidence building to go online more? I need a coach. I'm having issue doing lives and doing videos. Tanya, if you need a coach, you should look at infotrafficprogram.com. But you're having confidence going online. So I was talking to somebody who's getting into coaching this morning, brand new. And she's like, you've been doing this for so long and you're just so good at it. I'm like, well, yeah, but I wasn't when I started, right? I wasn't 4 or 5 years ago. I never did a Facebook Live. I never had done a podcast. I, like, all the things I'm good at now, you guys, like, Facebook Lives are so easy for me. I barely had to prep to even jump on this, right? Coaching, super easy for me. Interviewing, I interviewed Dave Hollis yesterday. It was so normal. I wasn't nervous at all. Interviewed Susie Orman. I was nervous up until I started talking to her. Then it was fine. 4 or 5 years ago, no way. I would have been, you know what? Why, what I did 4 to 5 years ago, my biggest podcast at the time was like John Lee Dumas, Entrepreneur on Fire. It was a huge deal for me. It was like, oh my goodness, this is a huge podcast. I got it like really early on in the beginning because I had a friend who knew him. I lost my voice the day before I was supposed to air. Okay. Why? Because I am sure my head was freaking out, my whole body. And I lost my voice. Okay. I still did the interview, but it was crazy. It was horrible. But I still did it. So you get good and you get confidence by continuing to surround yourself with people who can teach you those strategies, but then you just have to do them. You have to implement them. So I can't even tell you how many Facebook Lives I've done. I mean, it has to be like hundreds and hundreds because, I mean, I'm going live daily right now. And I've been doing them for as soon as the lives came out, right? So I'm getting more confident, not because I'm naturally good at it, because I've been working really hard at it and I'm committed and I'm consistent. So if you want to get good at Facebook Lives, I am challenging you right now to go live for 30 days. Pick a platform, pick a Facebook group or your profile or wherever. Go live for 30 days. That will, 30 days from now, you will be so above and beyond where you would have been doing it once a week. Because think, once a week, that's 30 weeks from now, or you could experience this in 30 days from now. Even if you just want to do Monday through Friday, 4 weeks from now, you've got 20 lives under your belt. Okay? You just got to do it. It's not as hard as it looks, you guys. People are like acting like they can't make money. No, no, no. My governor is saying this. Or no, no, no. I was shut down. Or no, no, no. You don't understand. Canada has it. I'm like, I don't care what anybody has said. There are always loopholes. There are always opportunities. I can guarantee you if I lived in Canada or if I lived in the state that you're going to complain about because your governor is doing whatever he's doing, I guarantee you I would figure it out, okay? My governor has shut us down until May 26th. I think we're one of the latest states out there. And my business is still up and running, okay? Do not think you are like in this situation where it's very unique. You're not. We're all in this together, you guys. Okay. I can't read this white writing on my white shirt. There we go. We're getting creative for sure. Birth photography, it's challenging because the big selling point for a birth photographer is dad doesn't have to worry about taking this photo. Well, things are different. Like that might have worked 2 months ago, but now that's not an option. So your selling point, your feature has changed, right? So you have to stop thinking like, but no, this is why. Yeah, but like my big selling point at my studio was like where kids can be fun and be social. Now it's like they're hanging out in their homes by themselves. My selling point has had to change. Now I'm saying give your kids something to do. Keep them busy, keep them entertained while you're getting work done or you're doing whatever it is, right? So the features, the messaging, you have to pivot, all right? These are great questions, you guys. Okay. All right. I've been doing art classes online, Facebook. Okay, perfect. Yeah, so Monday through Friday, if you're like, I don't want to do the weekends, honestly, you guys, I boycotted hair and makeup on Saturdays and Sundays. Not that I wouldn't jump on without hair and makeup done, but I'm just like, I'm not jumping on live. Like, sorry, I need a rest. I need to recharge and I'm not getting ready. I'm like wearing pajamas all day and I'm just hanging out, right? You decide what works good for you. You don't have to do what I'm doing and jumping on live. I like this. It's easy. It's fun to connect with you guys. So for me, what's the big deal? If you feel heavy about it and you're like, this feels not fun and not easy, this might not be what you want to do, but I do encourage you to challenge and stretch yourself right now. Yes, everybody has to start somewhere. I'm in the skincare business, so usually doing one-on-one facials. Okay, here's a great example. I don't get facials. I always break out really horribly when I get facials and I never break out when I don't get them. So I'm not doing them. However, this week, what did I do? I researched how to do facials in home and I'm going to try some stuff. So you could absolutely pivot online for sure. 100%. What do you recommend for somebody who has problems with consistency? I recommend it's on your calendar. So do you know how I show up every day at 11:30 and I'm always on time or maybe a minute late because this thing is like loading and loading and loading? It's because it's on my calendar, okay? And I don't break appointments with myself. So some of you are like, but it's on mine too. And I just keep saying no. I'm just like, oh, I'm supposed to be going live, but I'm not. Then you need to have better boundaries and you need to have better integrity with your word and what you promised yourself you would do. Okay. So if I tell myself like I'm working out today or I'm doing this today or I'm going that, I'm going to show up for myself. Are you showing up for yourself? Right. So Sabina, put it on your calendar. And if you need more coaching, Sabina, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this in foot traffic. Okay. I want to help you. All right. What else do I've got? I'm hanging with you, Stacy. Thank you. And here's the thing. I literally told my CPA, he's like, has foot traffic been affected? I was like, we're actually really doing really well. But yes, we've had a few people be like, I can't afford this. I need to drop. And he's like, that's crazy. Like, you can help them make money. I'm like, I know. But it's like, some people are so desperate and they're making poor decisions. We talked about this yesterday or the day before. People, their mindset freaks them out. And then what do? They start to make really bad decisions and they spiral. So as much as I want to like fight for somebody and be like, listen, you need this. I can help you make money. Like, let me lead you. If their mind is just doing like this crazy stuff, it's hard to get through to them, right? I have to rewatch your implementation videos again. Yes, please do, Sabina, for sure. Yes, definitely. Should we go live for 30 days on our page or our group? If you're just doing, it depends. Like, what are you trying to do with this? Okay. So you had said, or I should say Tanya had said she wanted to practice going live. So Tanya could go live in the group just because she wants to practice and she's going to do it there and it's a safe space and she feels good about it. If you're like, I want to grow visibility. I want to, get more traffic. Sorry, Instagram, I had a phone call. If you want to drive more traffic, if you want to do whatever that is, then something you could be thinking about, which I need to wrap this up because I actually think that might have been US Bank and I just realized that might have been the number. Anyway, so what I'm going to say here, this will be my last question. What I'm going to say here is, I totally lost my train of thought. Oh, if you're trying to drive traffic and grow bigger, I would probably go live on your Facebook page because you could put like $5 a day on that video and grow your video views much larger. You can't do that in a group. You're just talking to your current people to engage them. So the question is, what is your goal with going live every day? What are you trying to do? So my goal with it right now, I was like, I want to reach as many people as I can. So what am I doing? I'm going live on Instagram. I am going live using Ecamm, and I'm showing up on my Facebook profile, my Facebook page, my Facebook group, and YouTube Live. Talk about getting out there and getting on all the platforms and driving traffic. That's my goal. I'm not trying to practice getting better at Facebook Lives. I'm trying to reach as many people as I can with my message right now. See how that's what works? Okay, you guys, I gotta go because that was US Bank and it might be about stimulus, stimulus money, and I need it. So anyway, here's what I wanna tell you. Monday, we are kicking off our foot traffic formula workshop. I am teaching you 5 strategies, 1 in every single category of the foot traffic formula. Driving more traffic, putting out offers, getting sales right now, tracking the right numbers and where you should be hitting. That is coming up on Monday, stacytuschel.com/workshop. That is only going to be happening in our free Facebook group. So Instagram, Facebook fan page, and all the other places, I'm not going live on here on Monday. I'm only going to be in our free Facebook group called the Foot Traffic Community. When you go to stacytoshel.com/workshop, it will in fact prompt you to get in the Facebook group, okay? So I want to make sure you're in there. This is going to be good stuff, real-time, up-to-date content with what I'm doing starting next week. I am known to change things up the day of. It's like whatever's relevant, whatever we're talking about, that's what's going to be happening, okay? Yes, make sure to sign up. DM us if you have any questions or you need the link. Otherwise, go to stacytuschel.com/workshop. Some of you are interested in foot traffic. If you want to get in our foot traffic program, it's our coaching and accountability program. You can go to foottrafficprogram.com. We are still offering a 30-day paid trial where you do not have to commit to the 12 months. You can test us out for 30 days. You still pay for it, but you get to decide, is this worth the investment? And let me tell you, we are having like incredible success stories in there right now. These people that are in here are committed to making this work. And you are going to love the members in that group. Okay. All right, guys, have a great rest of your day. I will see you soon. Have a good weekend. Okay. Happy Friday. And that's a wrap. If you are loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, then I know you would love Foot Traffic Formula. It's my group coaching and accountability program where we turn your marketing goals into results. Head over to foottrafficprogram.com and get your marketing working for you today.